Katie Hillier, Twins and Multiple Births, Language. Even back in the 1930s, it was known that the language of twins at age 2, 3, 4 and 5 was subtly different from that of singletons. Since then, a great deal of research has confirmed this and has helped piece together a picture of language development in twins. There has been far less work done on triplets and more. Most of this section is therefore about twins. Language is a set of symbols for communicating thought and can be written or spoken. Of course, children usually learn to speak before they read or write, so a child's acquisition of language generally refers to speech and how it is used. Language has many different components: making the right sounds, called phonology, using grammar, syntax, and conveying meaning, semantics. Acquiring language is a twofold process: understanding others and producing speech. How do children learn language? Although experts debate their relative importance, the main factors are a child's innate readiness or ability, intelligence or understanding of the world, imitation. This last point is crucial. I will never forget the mother who brought her child to the hospital clinic because he hardly spoke. "Course," she added, "he can say bugger off." With twins, the general trend is that they are older than singletons when they say their first word. Each utterance is shorter. Sentence structure is simpler. Vocabulary is smaller. Baby talk persists longer. On average, twins are about 6 months behind singletons in language development. That doesn't mean all twins fall behind singletons. Many twins are very advanced in their use of language, and just because research highlights the ones who aren't, it doesn't imply your children will have problems. Some of the factors that can delay language include being male, premature birth, low birth weight, whether premature or not, being in a large family, being understimulated as an infant. All these factors apply to singletons too. There has been and still is a lot of work in this whole area. One huge ongoing project is the Twins Early Development Study, TEDS, which focuses on the early development of three common childhood problems: communication disorders, mild mental impairment, and difficult behaviour. If your twins were born in England or Wales during 1994, 1995, or 1996, you may already have taken part in some of this study. Katie Hillier, Lucy and Gaston, by Rose Tremaine. Southold Beach, Suffolk, England, June 1976. When the others decide to go swimming, Lucy stays in her deck chair. She watches them run towards the ocean. Husband, daughter, friends. They're the dearest people in the world to her. The day is hot and Lucy's head is sweating under her straw hat. Lucy's daughter Hannah tries to persuade her to come with them to the water. "Just as far as the edge, Mum. Just to paddle and cool off." So she gets up from her deck chair, wondering whether, this time, in this affectionate company, she'll be able to bear it and not shrink from it anymore, the chill of the sea. But then she raises her head and sees it complete, the vast and heartless shining bay. And she sits down again and says to Hannah, "No, sorry, darling, I'm not ready." Hannah, who is an almost beautiful young woman of 32, takes Lucy's hand in hers. As the others begin a little joyful race towards the breaking waves, she says gently, "Do you think you ever will be ready?" "I don't know," says Lucy. "I keep thinking something will happen and then I won't feel it anymore and I'll be okay. But that day doesn't seem to come. I'm 56 and it still hasn't come. I know it's pathetic. I really am sorry." Hannah kisses the hand she was holding and returns it tenderly to her mother's side. "You don't need to be sorry. Nobody minds. It's just you we're thinking about." "I know. And on a day like this, in this heat, it's ridiculous. But there we are." Lucy tries to light a cigarette. Her hand holding the lighter shakes. The lighter flame is snuffed out by the breeze. Hannah calmly takes everything, lights the cigarette, and gives it to Lucy. And when Lucy has inhaled a long draught of it, she says, "I had a dream about him last night." About Dad? That dream I have sometimes. Mermaids, or young women like mermaids, swim down to him. He's lying there on the seabed, absolutely just as beautiful as he was. And the women, or mermaids, or whatever they are, start chattering to each other, saying, "Hey, look at this man. So sweet in his uniform. Isn't he a darling?" And they cluster round Dad. They stroke him. They don't kiss him. It's not erotic, really. They just stroke him till all the creases in his uniform are gone, and his hair, you remember his blonde hair in the photographs, is all smoothed down and tidy. Then one of them says, "We better go, he's not ours," and they swim away. "I think that's quite a lovely dream, Mum," says Hannah. "And they were right. He wasn't theirs, he was yours." "Well, yes, just for the briefest time, just long enough to give me you." The two women are quiet. Lucy smokes. Hannah looks to where her stepfather Ray and his friends Peter and Monica are now making their way through the low breakers, jumping like children. Along the beach comes a man on an old bicycle selling iced Coca-Cola from a little cart drawn after the bike. "Darling," says Lucy, "that would be lovely. A Coke, wouldn't it?"